Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, breaking news. Top Trump officials will be convening at J.D. Vance's vice presidential residence tonight to discuss their Epstein strategy. What does that even mean? The Epstein strategy is to release the files so we can get justice for the victims. You know, I think it's only fair to start this video off by the statement from Virginia Giuffre's family about this very dinner. Caitlin Collins reports, the family of Virginia Giuffre issued a new statement Wednesday on the meeting planned at the vice president's residence tonight regarding this admin strategy on Jeffrey Epstein. I don't get why there has to be some secret strategy meeting where you hatch a new plan. Why do you need to hatch a plan to cover up or skew the story of a sex trafficker, multiple sex traffickers, Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein? There are also allegations that Prince Andrews was closely involved, and we know Trump ran in those Palm Beach like circles, those exact same social orbits. We know that he more than ran in them. He was like the star of this social orbit, and he was sending sexual innuendos to Jeffrey Epstein while holding behind closed doors parties with a bunch of young girls and just Jeffrey Epstein. That happened in 1993. But okay, the family of Virginia Giuffre released a statement on the dinner happening tonight. They said, quote, we understand that Vice President J.D. Vance will hold a strategy session this evening at his residence with administration officials. Missing from this group is, of course, any survivor of the vicious crimes of convicted perjurer and sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. Their voices must be heard, above all. We also call upon the House subcommittee to invite survivors to testify. As Virginia Roberts Giuffre's siblings, we offer to represent her in her stead, and we hope this administration takes our call to action seriously. Any information that may be released to the government should take into account the survivors who wish to remain anonymous for their safety and well-being. They should be consulted first. We reiterate that Ghislaine Maxwell should have remained in a maximum security prison that does not deserve the luxuries currently afforded to her. She's now in this all-women's prison with people like Elizabeth Holmes, other celebrities where she gets to mingle when she was never truly held accountable. I mean, there's a strong argument that Ghislaine should be in a maximum security prison just due to the profile of it all and what she did. But the weird part is Ghislaine was moved conveniently the day after Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met with her behind closed doors. We don't know what happened in that meeting. And I have a theory as to what they mean by strategy dinner. I'm going to take a guess here in 1 second. But first, let's play this clip of Caitlin Collins pressing Donald Trump on Ghislaine Maxwell just yesterday.
Were you aware of and did you personally approve the prison transfer for Ghislaine Maxwell that your Justice Department...
I didn't know about it at all. No, I read about it just like you did.
And do you believe that she is...
It's not a very uncommon thing.
Do you believe that she's credible to be listening to? Your Deputy Attorney General sat down with her recently.
Well, he's a very talented man. His name is Todd Blanche. He's a very legitimate person, very high, just a very highly thought of person, respected by everybody. And I didn't talk to him about it, but I will tell you that whatever he asked would be totally appropriate, and it's not an uncommon thing to do that.
This is such a direct conflict of interest. When Donald Trump says he didn't talk to Todd Blanche about it, it's a lie. Todd Blanche was Donald Trump's personal lawyer throughout the campaign trail. Todd Blanche was by Donald Trump's side in every single courtroom, every single day. Now he's a deputy attorney general and he's not going to back channel some simple information to Donald Trump. I would allege that Trump is not telling the truth here, but it wouldn't be the first time. This brings us on to top Trump officials discussing the Epstein strategy at a Wednesday dinner. Now, Ghislaine Maxwell apparently didn't say anything in this behind closed door meeting that implicated Trump, but as Republicans Against Trump points out right here, shocking, you're telling me Trump's former lawyer turned deputy attorney general, quote unquote, interviewed Ghislaine Maxwell while she is desperate for a pardon, and Trump is publicly suggesting he might give her one, and she said she didn't witness him commit any crimes? The fix is in. The conflict of interest here is insane. It's like when police departments investigate themselves and find no wrongdoing. They're like, yep, we checked the body cam of our own officer. We found zero wrongdoing whatsoever. But let's read this. Top Trump administration officials will gather at the vice president's residence Wednesday evening as they continue to weigh whether to publish an audio recording and transcript of Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche's recent conversation with Jeffrey Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell. This audio recording is going to be so tilted. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, Trump's personal lawyer, gave an interview, and they're going to try to claim this interview is nonpartisan or is fair. The administration's handling of the Epstein case, as well as the need to craft a unified response, is expected to be the main focus of the dinner. Dude, none of this is legit. The administration has to have meeting after meeting to even be aligned on the Epstein files. They had to wait a month. They had to scrounge in the dumpster for any sort of evidence that didn't implicate Trump. And the only way they got that was by Trump claiming he might pardon Ghislaine. He's not going to rule it out. Then sending his little henchman, Todd Blanche, to go, quote unquote, interview Ghislaine and offer her a better prison. And then off the back of that, Ghislaine is recorded on camera saying Trump didn't really do anything. It's very, very suspicious. With the exception of J.D. Vance, the White House considers these people the official leaders of the admin's ongoing strategy. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, Attorney General Pam Bondi, FBI Director Kash Patel, and Deputy AG Todd Blanche. And then J.D. Vance is also going to be at the dinner. The meeting comes as Trump's administration is considering releasing the contents of Blanche's interview last month with Maxwell. Two officials told CNN that the materials could be made public as early as this week. There have also been internal discussions about Blanche holding a press conference or doing a high-profile interview. So now they're trying to recontrol the narrative, but we can't let that happen. Here are the facts. The simple facts. Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were friends in Palm Beach, Florida during the peak of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking and even before. They would hold behind closed doors one-on-one parties, just those two, and a bunch of girls. They would go to parties and point and laugh at girls. They would talk about sex. They would talk about P-word. That's what the articles say. They would have sick conversations about women and women genitalia. And then when Jeffrey Epstein was doing sex trafficking, started off in 2000 to 2005, and then there was a second stint with the island. But in the first one, Trump and Epstein were best friends. Epstein took, groomed, and sex trafficked Virginia Giuffre directly out of Mar-a-Lago, and Trump knew about a few of these, but apparently got pissed after like the fourth or fifth one and got mad that he was stealing workers. I don't know. His wording there is really weird, but Trump knew. He clearly knew. Then in 2003, he says, my friend Epstein likes them young. He likes his girls young. Trump literally said that. Trump also brags about walking in on dressing rooms after buying beauty pageants. He brags about grabbing women because they let you do it. I'm just looking at the facts here. You put together all of the facts, it's pretty damning. Now, is it enough for a criminal conviction in a court of law? No, but that's why investigations happen. There's not going to be a criminal conviction because of a 2004 statement about Jeffrey Epstein liking something. That's not enough to convict Trump, but that's a good start. It's enough to launch an investigation and say, hey, why don't we listen to the victims? It should all be about the victim. It's not about what J.D. Vance wants to do at a secret meeting, not about what Todd Blanche wants to do strategy-wise or what Susie Wiles thinks the most politically smart move will be. It's not about the politically smart move right now. It's about the victims and making sure that people who were involved are held accountable. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos we make, drop a like, subscribe. WontBackDownTour.com if you want to go to the Omaha event. One more time, WontBackDownTour.com. Thank you all. See you in the next one.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.